Welcome, parents, and I want to thank you for joining us here for the first step in the baby dedication celebration. My name is Jim Whitaker, and I am the pastor of Family Ministries here at Fellowship Bible Church. Here at Fellowship Bible Church, we have put together our child dedication event in two separate processes. The first step is to meet on Saturday and celebrate this milestone event with you. We would like to celebrate with you as parents and with your friends and family members as you look to walk through this process of dedicating your child back to God, the child that God has given you as parents to raise and to instill in values that would bring honor and glory to God. The second will be our time of prayer of dedication in asking the congregation to join you in partnering as you raise your child to love God. So, what we are going to ask you is to listen to three talks. These talks are short. The first one will be the longest. After each talk, there will be a brief homework assignment that we are going to ask you to do. What we hope to accomplish by having you do this is we want to set you up to be able to think through some of the most important decisions you as parents are going to have in this new role. Whether this is your first child or your fifth child, things are changing, or already have. And we want to come alongside you as parents to help you as you seek to instill in your child those values and principles that you would like your child to have when they are an adult. So, here we go. To start off with, I would like to share with you a little bit of my wife and my backgrounds. My wife Susan and I are the parents of two adult sons. Our oldest is Philip, who lives in Pittsburgh, and our youngest is Casey, who lives in Morgantown with his wife Stephanie. When our children were young and as they were growing up, not all that long ago, or so it seems, we can remember what it was like to be parents. For us, parenting started while we were still in Bible school. We were both full-time students in our last semester, taking 18 credit hours, and I was working 40 hours a week in a local print shop. Yes, that was a busy time for us, but you know what? As I look around and I see what's going on, I see things haven't changed a lot for parents these days. We certainly did not have a monopoly on busy schedules. Everybody is busy, and everybody has things to do, and starting or adding to your family just adds one more thing to your lives. That's why I think it's so important that you have taken this step, and I want to congratulate you. Because the busier our lives get, the more important it is for us to sit back and ask ourselves, what are the important things? What are the things that we need to make sure that we are doing and that we have in our lives to help us instill within our children the things that they are going to need when they walk out the door as adults? As parents of young children, it's easy to get so focused on the day-to-day that you lose sight of the future. Yet, here's the thing. What you are doing right now in the day-to-day is shaping the future. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to encourage you to not only think about today, but think about their future. To imagine the end. To understand that that little one will grow up, and they won't always be that child that you're holding on your lap today. And what you do to prepare them for their future really matters. Right now, most of you aren't thinking that this sweet little child who isn't even old enough to walk or to tie her shoes will one day be stepping out the door and going to college. It's hard to wrap your head around the idea that your son who is struggling to sit or to stand, to take his first step, will one day be walking across that graduation stage and moving on to college. These days seem like a whole nother lifetime away, but it is coming. It amazes me that our boys, who it doesn't seem that long ago, were in the middle of middle school and high school, are already grown and out of college, and that Sue and I are empty nesters. I also know that as parents, there is so much to talk about as you are raising your children. Honestly, it can be overwhelming. Maybe you've already noticed that. How do you help them develop into a successful individual? How do you make sure that they are getting all the influences that they need to succeed? You might already be thinking about getting them into T-ball or music lessons, or what is the best preschool for them. You are beginning to think about preparing them for their future. But if we only think about how well they will hit a ball or how well they will score on their SAT, we're missing the greater goal. You see, 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter in the life of your child is their relationship with God. This is so important, I'm going to say it again. 100 years from now, the only thing that is going to matter in the life of your child is their relationship with God. The temptation as parents is to think about and plan for what our children will do in the future. Most of us want them to do well in school or excel in sports. We want them to find a good job, find a spouse, settle down, and have a family of their own one day. But what if we pose a different question? Instead of asking, "What do I want them to do?" what if you ask, "Who do I want them to become?" You see, when you ask the question from that perspective, it changes everything. Perspectives change and priorities shift. When you ask the question, "Who do I want them to become?" you begin to place more value on the things that will shape their character and their relationship with their Heavenly Father. Ultimately, who they are will shape everything they do. It will determine what kind of athlete they become. It will shape how they handle success or failure. It will impact the quality of their relationships, and ultimately, it will determine the kind of husband or wife and father or mother they will become one day. Character shapes everything, and at the heart of your child's character is their relationship with their Heavenly Father. God clearly gives the responsibility to us as parents to lead our children into a growing relationship with Jesus, to introduce them to the God who made them, who loves them, and desires to have a relationship with them. When I think about the responsibility God has given us as parents, my thoughts are drawn to the passage in Deuteronomy, where Moses is standing in front of the Israelites, just as they were ready to enter into the promised land. He is speaking to the parents and the Israelite community together, and this is what he says. We find it in Deuteronomy 6, 5-8. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them as you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Moses clearly communicates that parents are in the best possible position to teach their children what it looks like to love God with all their heart. That we as parents should talk about Him when we are at home, when we are traveling down the road, when we wake up in the morning, and when we are going to bed at the end of the day. Basically, he is saying, parents, be talking to your children about our great God all of the time. As parents, it is our job to introduce our children to the one true God and to encourage them to place their faith in Him. As the father of two adults, I see this more clearly now than I did 20 years ago. I believe the most important thing a parent can do is introduce their child to what it means to have a personal relationship with their Heavenly Father and to instill in them values that will help govern their lives based on the Word of God. This is the end that matters most to all of us and to our children. You see, the focal point you choose now will help you navigate everything you encounter over the next 20 years. I don't know if you've ever tried walking on a rail of a train track. When I was growing up, we lived near a railroad track. My brothers and I would have contests to see who could walk the most sections of rail without falling off. And I remember when I started doing this that I would always look down at the rail where I was placing my feet, and it wouldn't be long before I fell off. With practice, I discovered that if I looked down the track where I was going and simply walked to that point, it was much easier to stay balanced. Not only that, but it helps you see when the trains are coming, so you don't get that extra help off the track. Fortunately, that never happened. But the point is, if we focus on just where we are, we have a tendency to lose our balance. We lose touch with reality. But if we keep our focus down the road of life a ways, it will help us to maneuver in the direction we need to go. This is why we need to have goals for ourselves and our children to get to, and to keep that goal as our focal point. So here is the pivotal question. Not what do you want them to do, but who do you want them to become? It is my hope that ultimately your child's character and life will be shaped by a vibrant relationship with their Heavenly Father. So what steps can you take today that will start you on that journey? We want to challenge you to pray with your spouse for the day that your child accepts Christ as their Savior. Make this the focus of your prayers and an end that motivates your life every day. Second, I want you to take a few minutes to write out a description of the kind of person you hope your child will become over the next 18 years. Yes, you can include a love for baseball or hockey, but I want you to describe the kind of character you hope to see in your child. What do you hope to see? Humility? A strong love relationship with Christ? A deep concern for others? Kindness? A love for truth? A strong work ethic? Maybe wisdom? Think about the kind of heart that you want to help develop in him. Over the years, this might be a letter that you share with your child someday. Or it might just be something that you pull out once or twice a year to remind yourself and your spouse what matters most when it comes to raising your child. As you prepare for this dedication, take time to imagine the end and write out a description of the person you hope your child will become one day. Start with the end in mind. Not what you want her to be, but who you want her to become. Writing a description of who you want them to become will help you clarify how you parent today. When you finish writing down your thoughts, put this paper somewhere safe so you can bring it with you to the Child Dedication Celebration event. We will ask you to read your thoughts to family and friends that you have invited to celebrate with you. At the celebration event, all of you will be able to pray together for your child's spiritual journey over the coming years. This group will also pray with you and ask for God's wisdom as you raise your child.